Green Mountain Chronicles number 5, Fighting the Depression, the CCC.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
In 1929 occurred the crash. Very soon the president closed all the banks. Lots of them didn't open for some time. Many people lost their funds.
1933, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt signs the Emergency Work Act, creating the Civilian Conservation Corps. In Vermont, the work of the CCC was administered by Perry Merrill of Montpelier.
There was so much unemployment in the United States, and the object was to put the 18-year-old youth and older to work out in the forests.
All over the country, young men reported to military induction centers to enlist for 6 months in the Three Cs. There, they were given medical exams, outfitted with clothing and equipment, and sent on to camps. Originally allotted 4 camps, Vermont had a total of 30 in operation in 1937, each one organized military style in companies of 200 men. Mary Pratt was a high school student at the Black River Academy in Ludlow, Vermont, when the 3C camp opened in nearby Proctorsville.
We used to have to go to the post office to get our mail, and when there'd be about 200 or 300 boys from out of town that would be waiting in line, that added up a lot and almost made the population of the town double. They played quite a part in life in the town and sometimes in surrounding towns, giving shows, or some of the boys would play musical instruments around at different entertainments, but it was quite a thing to have so many people descend on a small town, and it was cold. When they first arrived, I believe it was almost the coldest winter that I have ever known in Vermont.
Then in the winter of 33 and 34, it went down to 57 below zero in Peru. And our pipeline, our water supply, comes down that brook. It's froze solid. We're melting snow to get the mug cup with and drink with. The next time they had to put a coup back there, putting it all back in again. But that was something.
As a young man, Robert Gagneau of Milton worked in a CCC camp in Peru, Vermont.
And a lot of guys in the wintertime, they go on girdling crews, pruning crews, and stuff like that. They work with snowshoes on and that.
They worked the year around doing something. No wonder you cut out the right of way or you're laying out trails and cut the trees and lines for the trails.
They built a park. They put up fireplaces and little houses like where people could go and picnic, and it was a pretty park.
From 1933 until 1942, the Civilian Conservation Corps employed over 40,000 young men in Vermont. In addition to building parks and roads, 3C workers planted, pruned, and thinned trees, worked on flood control projects, and constructed the first ski trails on Mount Mansfield. They also gained training, experience, and education. Many 3C workers participated in evening classes, and some later found jobs using the skills and knowledge they had acquired. Although some parks and roadways built by the Civilian Conservation Corps have fallen victim to neglect with the passage of time, much of the work of the 3Cs remains for Vermonters to enjoy today.
To me, it was the best organization this country ever had. It took a lot of guys off the street, and it built up the health of a lot of them, a hell of a lot of them.